Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we get a blessing today. No Kip Branch in studio. Instead, I have the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick, and Camden County native Coach Derek Chastain sitting in for the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who is Kip Branchless. Thanks, guys, for filling in.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here, maybe I'll just not say his name the whole show. That would be, yeah, I'd enjoy that. It's brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control. Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard your home from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700. All right, so huge implications across the state last night in high school football. Season winding down, ending last week, and playoff seedings and playoff spots on the line all over the place. So let's just run down some scores, guys. And, you know, if you want to make a comment about any of the games, please go ahead and feel free. So we'll start the Frederick Academy Knights squeak by Trinity 62-7. And so Frederica finishes 7-3 on the season, and under normal circumstances, this is crazy, blows my mind, under normal circumstances, the Frederick Academy Knights would have claimed a share of the region championship in their region. However, because the GISA has elected to do max preps rankings and go by common opponent, which is Tift area, Frederica does not claim a share of the region championship. And instead of getting a higher seed around 2 or 3, they end up with a 6 seed. Coach, explain this to me because I'm a little confused.
I think everybody's confused. They got the committee meeting today at 12, so we may not be a 6 seed, but I've kind of come to grips that we probably will be, which doesn't scare me too much. We were 6th in 2018 when we won it, so I kind of pointed that out at the summer meeting, but apparently it goes on all these opponents who you've played. They do this ranking, and then, you know, you get it. It spits it out. Usually it's just for fanfare to see where you're at. But for us, it's going to end up being the system of what we follow. You know, 1's going to play 8, and 2's going to play 7, 3's going to get 6. And it looks like right now in max preps, we're going to get to go back to Bullock and play them. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, and I've said it all along since I've been here. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. So that's right. So that's where it's going to be for us, and that's what we'll have to do.
Tift area takes down Valwood 49-28. Pierce wins the region, knocking off Appling for the first time this season, 28-21. South Effingham and Bradwell were playing for the rights to win a region game, and Effingham does that 28-14. Brunswick blanks Effingham 49-0. Glenn claims a share of the region championship with Brunswick and Richmond Hill, blanking Statesboro 28-0. Glenn will be the 1 seed. Statesboro still gets in. They'll be the 4 seed. MCA pulls away from Jenkins. MCA earns a 2 seed, and for their efforts, they'll get clinched in the first round.
Oof.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Ware County 42-7 winners over Wayne. Warner Robins blows out veterans 49-21. Clinch 41-21 winners over Lanier. Irwin 39-14 over Turner. Claxton blanks Screven. Metter, my favorite to win single A public, 44-6 winners over ECI. I don't think anybody's going to beat Metter. I saw some silly statistic where they had given up like less than 20 points the whole year.
Wow, that's impressive on defense.
I don't know who all they've played, but there's some dogs in single A. Brooks County now, Dublin. Of course, you still got Clinch and Irwin. Whoever wins, it's gonna earn it.
Yes, that's gonna be a tough. Brooks and Dublin, who won the Double A state championship we'll quite possibly see each other, not this week, but next week.
Mm-hmm.
That, and you talk about tough single-A class. Round. That's going to be tough.
I've got Brooks and Metter playing in my single-A championship.
You probably got a good chance of that happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you do get on these power rankings all the time.
Power rankings still to come. Thomas Aquinas goes down to Calvary Day 37-19. Savannah Christian 48-28 winners over Savannah Country Day to win that region. Charlton Atkinson play tonight. And then Bullock goes down to Pinewood 21-14. And those are your scores from last night. Camden, of course, did not play. We watched, at least I did, intently all of the games that were going on between Parkview, Brookwood, Newton, South Gwinnett. So South Gwinnett gets eliminated last night. This has to do with Camden. South Gwinnett gets eliminated last night. They go down to Newton. And then Brookwood upsets Parkview. I guess I can be viewed as an upset. And so it threw the whole thing into a tailspin. And you had a three-way tie for second, third, and fourth in the region. Grayson, of course, will be the one seed. And so I had thought that Parkview would beat Brookwood. Camden would have to go play Parkview next week. And then last night, chaos erupts. And so I'm thinking, okay, maybe Camden might get Newton out of all of this. And all for naught, Camden's still going to Parkview.
Yeah.
That's every region has their own set of bylaws for that tiebreaker. And theirs is something to deal with points scored. And Brookwood was going to have to win by 15 to finish as the two seed, and only won by 10. So still get. And I think the matchup's better for us to go to Parkview. They're more of a run style team. You know, they're a power running team. It's definitely going to be tough, but they don't have the explosiveness on the outside as Brookwood does, in my opinion.
And one thing that I also want to point out, Camden has had a tough season, riddled with injuries all year long. And, you know, it's no secret, and I've said it on the air when I call those Camden games, you know, the offense has struggled a lot, especially the second part of the season. But for the first time this year in the Parkview game, Camden is probably the healthiest they've been. And this, I don't think, can be understated. Both Jamie Felix and Sean Hardy, the running back for Camden and the receiver from Camden, of course, Hardy's going to Nebraska, Felix is going to Florida. They have not played one single game together healthy at the same time. None. The whole season. This will be the first game that they're both healthy and on the field together, and I think that changes the dynamic of the offense 180 degrees. Defensive coordinators aren't going to be able to say to themselves, I'm going to make them beat us with somebody other than Jamie Felix, or I'm going to make them beat us with somebody else other than Sean Hardy, because if you do that, the other one's going to be able to beat you.
Well, I agree 100%, and one of the things that's helped with this is you've seen some younger guys step up and make some plays. And
very true.
And now they can't just put play bracket coverage over Sean Hardy. Somebody better account for number 8. Deontay Cole is a speedy sophomore on the that we line up in a slot, and that joker can run. He's one of the fastest I've seen out there. And if you watch the Lowndes game, that's what Lowndes did. They wasn't going to let 8 beat them. And they'd had somebody in his face all night, had a safety sitting right over the top of him. But now with Sean coming back, hopefully, and Jamie being healthy, you know, we got 3 different options, not counting the other guys that, you know, you got Samaje back on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no slouch.
Big, tall, lanky receiver.
Big, tall. He can run. He can catch it. And, you know, he's probably going to get some one-on-ones over there. He's got to win them.
On the other side of the break, week in review and the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings coming up.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. and go Pirates.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Coming up in just a matter of moments, the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings. Much anticipated as always, but before we get to that, we're going to go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Hey, Dustin Johnson, can I borrow that green jacket you just got? Will someone please stop sucking in the NFC East? Kyler, just throw it. Hop is down there somewhere. It's official. Jim Harbaugh will be coaching the Jets in 2021. The best team in the country is Cincinnati. If Notre Dame is the second best team in the country, then I am a leprechaun. Miami Dolphins, Super Bowl contenders. Jeter, great job, but at the end of the day, Kim Nigg is overqualified for the Marlins GM job. The entire NFC East is going to pick in the top seven of the NFL draft. Will Muschamp, I hear the Georgia Bulldogs may need a new defensive coordinator. Death, taxes, Tom Brady. I am lobbying for the change of the name of the Big Ten to the Little Ten. Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, for those of us that still care. And these are my thoughts.
No? Nothing?
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati is the best team in the country.
Come on, man. Now I'm going to have to be like Kid Branch here this morning. Really?
Wow. Cincinnati is the best team in the country.
Okay, let them play Alabama.
They'll beat Alabama.
They won't beat Alabama. Alabama scores 100 points a game.
Cincinnati scores 101.
Nick Saban don't even play defense anymore. He just tells Mac Jones to go out there, him and Najee Harris, and score. Come on, man.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and the mainland. Average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Southern Soul Barbecue. So we have made our way, guys, to that famous time of the show. No? You're not giving me that?
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and start laughing because I know you're about to get just railed on the daggum Facebook Live.
I often do.
Power ranking time.
The power rankings. Oh, God.
So let me explain this to the folks that might not be familiar with the power rankings. What I do is I rank the top 10 teams, in my opinion, from GISA and the GHSA, all classifications. And when I rank these teams, I'm not saying that Team 1 can beat Team 2. What I'm saying is that Team 1 has had a better season in their schedule than Team 2. I'm not saying 4 is better than 5. I'm saying this is how well they've done within their schedule. I cannot emphasize that enough. Kip Branch doesn't seem to get that through his head. It's been 3 years that I've been doing these rankings, and he still doesn't understand how they work. So with that being said, here we go. Let's recap from last week. Last week we had number 10, Coffee, 9, Lowndes, 8, Pierce, 7, Ware, 6, Warner Robins, 5, Jeff Davis, 4, Savannah Christian, 3, Appling, 2, Fitzgerald, and the number 1 team, according to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Metter Tigers. So, checking in this week at number 10, re-entering the poll, the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Okay.
At number 9, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 8, losing last night, Appling falls from number 3 to number 8. Pierce County, number 7. Number 6 is Ware. 5, the Warner Robins Demons. 4, Jeff Davis. 3, Savannah Christian. Fitzgerald checks in at number 2. And still holding on to the number 1 spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Metter Tigers.
Okay.
So let's recap. Metter, Fitzgerald, Savannah Christian, Jeff Davis, Warner Robins, Ware, Pierce, Appling, Lowndes, Richmond Hill.
This is your, because Kip asks us every week, what's your the geographical parameters of this? See, this,
sure.
this is where we... Does it expand, every week or what? Because you're going to get hit by this. I've got to ask these Kip Branch questions. And then Jeff Davis, are you going on who they just played? Would they go against head-to-head? I'm looking at some of these things.
Well, the answer to your question about the geographic location, it's under I-16, east of I-75. If you're in that area, you're eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Gotcha.
If you're not in that area, and I've gone back and I've eliminated some teams because they were just outside the area and I caught them. I caught them trying to slip in, and I said, you can't do that. You're out of the geographic location. You got to get out. Good try to try and slip your way in.
Right.
But yeah, and then and then some teams have popped up in the region.
But I thought Metter was north of I-16.
You're wrong.
Oh.
I looked it up on a map. Metter is just underneath I-16.
Well, I know Bullock's above it.
And Bullock's not in. They were eliminated.
But you do put them in periodically. They were probably in.
Well, until I changed the rules. Oh. I mean, until the formula.
The truth.
We caught him.
Yeah, we caught him.
Now, this is something that I did for just for fun's sake, it being the last week of the season, I'm going to do a different set of rankings right now.
Oh,
that only exists in the 912 area code.
This is the surprise rankings.
Surprise! Woo-hoo! You're only eligible if you have an area code that starts with 912. If it's not 912, if you live in a county that's not 912, you're not eligible. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So at number 10 in the 912 rankings, the Pinewood Patriots at 7-3.
Okay.
At number 9, checking in the 912 rankings at number 9, the Frederica Academy Knights.
You're just trying to make my wife happy.
You made it in.
I made it in.
At number 8, Richmond Hill. At number 9, or excuse me, at number 7, I've got Lowndes, but Lowndes isn't in the 912 area code.
What?
So once again, I catch Lowndes trying to do something unethical. So we'll skip past Lowndes. Appling County at number 8. Number 7, Pierce County. Number 6, Ware. Number 5, Jeff Davis. Savannah Christian. And the top team in the 912 area rankings still met her.
Oh, okay.
Right. What's this with Jeff Davis?
Yeah.
I'm a little... And I haven't followed Jeff Davis a lot this year.
You've missed a lot.
What in the world's going on there?
Jeff Davis is building a perennial powerhouse.
Well, I know he's doing a good job, but I'm just kind of...
Jeff Davis is 8-1 on the season.
Okay.
And last year, they had a really good year, too. I think they might have only lost 2 games last year, right, and they got beaten the playoffs. They have been a mainstay in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They have been a mainstay. Legit.
Well, how does Pierce, number 8 last week,
yeah,
beat number 3 Applin,
yeah,
and only go up 1?
Well, because of the teams that are in front of them. You're talking about Ware, Warner Robins, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis. I mean, Metter. It's tough. I mean, this poll is tough. It's not easy to it is not easy to get in. It's not easy to move up once you're in, because there's nothing but powerhouses in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Hey. And I don't care about your logo. Hey. I'm just interested in how you've done.
That's a great question. I feel like it's a lot like the Max Preps rankings.
You
win and
a,
you go, you fall back a ranking.
You need to do a ranking on the logos, the top 10
yeah.
logos.
What are that would be great.
Well, the thing that I want to, you know, that I think everybody's got to feel good about is that, you know, in the 912 rankings, Frederica's in.
Yeah, you're just trying to appease some folks is what you're trying to do. Well, I get it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you got to do a radio show in front of all of them on a Wednesday night, and there's no telling what could get thrown, you know, at Nats. You never know.
I'm afraid my house can get to a paper. On the other side of the break, we will give you our college football pick 'em, and then we'll talk a little bit about the high school football playoffs as well.
The two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Playoff and seeding implications all over the place last night with the regular season ending. Glenn beat Statesboro 28-0 to earn the 1 seed and a share of the region title. Brunswick High also earns a share of that region title, bombing Effingham 49-0. Ware waxes Wayne 49-7 to earn a 2 seed. Appling goes down to Pierce for their first loss of the season, 28-21. The win for Pierce gives them the region title. MCA earns a 2 seed, pulling away from Jenkins 41-20, and Frederica woodsheds Trinity 62-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia City Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
The holidays are right around the corner, and it's not too early to think about your Christmas list. Have your significant other come into Cunningham Jewelers and create their wish list. You will get 20% off of those items. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. This Christmas, score a touchdown with extra points at Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, which is Kip Branchless, thank goodness. Instead, sitting in with me, Coach Brandon Derrick from Frederica and Coach Derek Chastain hanging out with us from Camden County. So we've gotten through the Jason Bishop High School football payroll. I even did a special 912.
I know.
You know?
Trying to appease people. That's what it is. You're getting a little soft, Jason. That's what it is.
Well, I don't really, you know, the thing is I've got, you know this, we've talked about this. You know, I've got a formula that ranks these teams, and I punch in numbers, and the formula spits out where they are. And, you know, to be honest, and I'm not just saying this because you're in studio, Frederica is right there.
Yeah.
I mean, of getting into the big one, I mean, they're right, the millimeters.
Yeah.
Millimeters. So, you know, we'll see how that goes for the Knights.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to come back to, before we get into our picking college games, I want to come back to Camden County a little bit. They'll get Parkview in the first round, and then I wanted to talk a little bit about what might be on the horizon for them past that. As soon as I can find the bracket for them, I'll tell you.
Got all those brackets. You've been working hard over there this morning trying to fill these things out, you know, give us expert analysis.
I've been going nonstop with the brackets.
Can't find the 7A, big boy bracket.
Yeah, the big boy bracket.
That's right.
Well, I know that Camden's got Parkview in the first round. And then after that, there it is, found it. Huh. And then after that, they're going to get the winner. Let me find Camden. Camden Parkview, and then they'll get the winner of Region Team 4, Region 3 Team 4, which is Marietta, and then Region 2 Team 1, which they have not filled that out yet. But Camden's already beaten Marietta, so we know that we can handle them. And I'll figure out who Region Team 1 is in the break. That's what I'll do.
But they're ready.
Who's ready?
Camden will be ready. Like you said, they played the toughest schedule in all of high school football here, pretty much in Georgia. They'll be ready.
Yeah, they have the second toughest schedule in the state of Georgia, and that's a fact. That's not something I'm making up. They've played the second toughest schedule in the state of Georgia. Pretty much everybody. I'm trying to think if there's anybody on their schedule they play that didn't make the playoffs. I don't think there is.
It just gets you ready for when you go on the road and get ready to play in those games.
I think they all made the playoffs.
Yeah,
even the ones in Florida.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that would be Oak Leaf and Rains.
What region were you saying in 7A, number
2-1.
Yeah, Region 2, Team 1.
That's probably going to be East Coweta. I think they beat Noonan last night for the I think they won 28-27.
Yeah, I mean, that's another winnable game. So, I think Camden's going to show, Coach Chastain, as you said, in the third season, I think they're going to show a very, very different side of the Wildcats that we haven't had an opportunity to see just because of injuries for most of the season. But let's go ahead and jump into we'll do them in the fourth segment. We're already getting close on time. I got 2 minutes in this segment to pick, correctly pick, like 10, 15 games. So 2 minutes isn't really enough to give Brandon Derrick the time to think about if Georgia is going to beat Mississippi State.
They'll beat Mississippi State. Mike Leach is throwing it all over the place. Offense is not really working in the SEC right now.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother and by Georgia C. Grill. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right there on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother, and be sure to stop on in for all of your yellow wood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Yeah.
Mississippi State not beating Georgia?
No. Absolutely not.
No way.
I mean, let me scratch through that pick then.
There's no way that's happening. You know that. Where are they playing at?
Athens.
Oh, God.
Black jerseys. If it's even close, I'd be surprised.
Has anybody got any whiteout? I need some whiteout here.
But it's not going to happen. Not after the game against Florida. I'd say they're coming back with a vengeance.
I want to touch on Glenn Academy, too. I was looking at their draw. Glenn Academy, we all know how good a football team is. They're going to end up in the Elite Eight with the draw they've got. No, and they might end up in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Glenn Academy is a good football team, and they got a pretty favorable draw.
Yeah.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simon's. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com.
The holidays are right around the corner, and it's not too early to think about your Christmas list. Have your significant other come into Cunningham Jewelers and create their wish list. You will get 20% off of those items. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. This Christmas, score a touchdown with extra points at Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital, 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
This is my favorite rejoin, by the way.
Super Mario.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, so this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors and by Georgia Farm Bureau. Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claims service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come by and see John, Font, and Jeff, and Scott at your local Linn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call, 912-265-9175. Okay, so let's go ahead and do this now. We're going to jump in to where we're going to make our college football picks. And so I lay this disclaimer every week that we do this. If you're a person like me that likes to bet on games, listen to what I have to say. Florida, number 6 at Vanderbilt. I'm going to take the Gators to win this football game big.
Gators.
Clemson, number 4 at Florida State. The biggest point spread in the history of the Florida State Seminole program. Biggest point differential spread that they've ever had against anybody is today. I'll take Clemson. I don't know if they'll cover, but I'll take Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson.
Clemson, and they will cover.
Oh, wow.
Whatever the spread
App State at 15, Coastal Carolina. The train ends today for Coastal Carolina. Appalachian State is really good, and they will derail Coastal Carolina today.
No. I'm going with Coastal Carolina and that teal field.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
Coastal Carolina.
Yep.
Both of you are going Coastal. I'm the only one that's making the sensible pick here.
Well, maybe we're making the sensible pick.
Charlotte.
You're going to lose a lot of money for people.
Number 9, Indiana at number 3, Ohio State. As good of a season as Indiana has, I don't think they're in the league of Ohio State. Ohio State wins.
Yes.
I'm picking Ohio State, but I want Indiana to win.
I see you wavering over there. Charlotte at 15. Marshall, I'll take Marshall.
Marshall.
Central Arkansas, 24. Louisiana Lafayette, I'll take Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah.
Lafayette.
North Alabama at number 8, BYU. I told you earlier, Cincinnati's the best team in the country. BYU is in the top 7. BYU wins.
BYU's in the top 7?
Top 7 in the country.
Well, they're ranked 8.
Yeah, wait a second. I'm going to say they're the top 8.
Yeah. Way to step out there on that branch. Way to go way out there, Jason. Yeah, I'm taking BYU.
Number 7, Cincinnati at Central Florida. The Knights knock off Cincinnati today.
Wait a minute.
Wow. Well,
didn't he just say that Cincinnati was the best team in the country?
Yep.
But I forgot. You're one of those guys that led the campaign for Central Florida to be the national champion there one year.
Central Florida's a very good football team. 2 losses to good football teams. They're at home in the bounce house today against Cincinnati. Got the game circled. I'm not saying that Cincinnati's not the best team in the country, but today they run into a trap.
Okay. I'm taking Cincinnati.
Yep. Central Florida's going to lose to the third better team today.
Number 10, Wisconsin at 19, Northwestern. Northwestern, a good story so far, but Wisconsin, I think, is legit. Finally, I think I can say that about Wisconsin. I'll take the Badgers.
Now I'm going upset. I'm going Northwestern.
Are you?
All right.
There you go. I'd like to see it.
Kentucky at number 1, Alabama. Mm. Kentucky have any shot here?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Okay. Kansas State at 17, Iowa State. Mm. I'll take Iowa State. I'll take the Cyclones.
I'm going with upset here, too. I'm going K-State.
We were talking about it earlier. So, I'd take K-State.
In the Little 10. Actually, that's a Big 12 game.
Yeah.
Tennessee at 23, Auburn, I'm wavering on this game. I feel like Tennessee needs a win. Auburn might be better than what they were at the beginning of the year, but it's such a roller coaster with Gus Malzahn. But I guess since Auburn's at home, I'll go Auburn.
It's November. You can't bet against Malzahn, and I mean he does a good job. I think Pruitt's on the ledge there. I'm going Auburn.
Yeah, I'm a Tennessee guy, but I'd like to see a win. But my heart's going with Jalen today.
21 Liberty at NC State. Of course, Jalen Simpson, a Frederica product, now playing at Auburn. 21 Liberty at NC State. I'll take the Wolfpack.
I'm going Liberty.
Liberty. Flames, baby.
Flames.
How are we so far apart on some of these picks?
Well, you got two coaches over here. and over there you got a power ranking guy. A formula guy.
A formula guy.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'll take that as a compliment. Mississippi State at 13 Georgia.
Are we still talking about this?
I'll take Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Let me think about this one. Go Dogs.
14 Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. I don't think, you know, which defense is going to outsuck each other. I'll take Oklahoma State.
I'm going State
because they run the football.
All right. Yeah. Georgia Tech at Miami. Georgia Tech will keep this game close. In the end, Miami wins.
Does no Manny Diaz make a difference? He's at home.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going Miami.
I'm going Miami.
Okay. 20 USC at Utah. This is my upset pick specialty of the week. It's a big one. I'll take Utah over USC.
Sounds good. Who cares?
it is the fact, Ian.
Ole Miss at number 5, Texas A&M. Texas A&M.
Yeah, A&M.
They might sneak into the college football playoff.
They might. They're pretty good.
UCLA at 11, Oregon. I'll take Oregon.
Oregon.
LSU at Arkansas. I'm going to take the Razorbacks today.
Sam Pittman, Coach of the Year.
I think so.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Mizzou at South Carolina. I'm going Mizzou with all the turmoil in Columbia.
Nope. I'm going South Carolina, Mike Bobo.
You're going Bobo.
Yeah, I love Bobo.
Okay. Virginia Tech at Pitt. I'll go Virginia Tech.
Pitt.
I got Virginia Tech, too. That don't sound right. I don't need to side with him. We should have got together and picked these things.
But you didn't. Navy at South Florida, I'll take Navy.
Yeah,
Navy.
Georgia Southern and Army, I'm going to go Army.
Army.
I'm going Army.
Georgia State at South Alabama. I've really tussled with this game going back and forth. I'm going to take Georgia State.
I'm going Georgia State. Jordan Strawn, Tampa County native. I'm going to pull him today.
I'm Georgia State.
So we all agree?
We're in agreement. Is that the only? That might have been the only one we agreed on was Georgia State. Well, agreed on the
Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah. Well, he was for Mississippi State at the beginning, and we had to talk him off of that one.
That's an interpretation of opinion.
Okay. Okay.
I never came out and flat out said that I was going Mississippi State over Georgia. I just said that I had to cross something out.
You just realized Mike Leach didn't have 2 months to prepare for him like he did LSU, right?
Yeah, Mike Leach has not done a good job in his first season over there.
Yeah.
So.
A little different when you get 2 months to get ready and you got a week to get ready for people in SEC.
I remember that was a huge win, too.
Yeah.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Playoff and seating implications all over the place last night with the regular season ending. Glenn beat Statesboro 28-0 to earn the one seed and a share of the region title. Brunswick High also earns a share of that region title, bombing Effingham 49-0. Ware waxes Wayne 49-7 to earn a 2 seed. Appling goes down to Pierce for their first loss of the season, 28-21. The win for Pierce gives them the region title. MCA earns a 2 seed, pulling away from Jenkins 41-20, and Frederica woodsheds Trinity 62-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com.
The holidays are right around the corner, and it's not too early to think about your Christmas list. Have your significant other come into Cunningham Jewelers and create their wish list. You will get 20% off of those items. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. This Christmas, score a touchdown with extra points at Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
The 7A bracket, I'm not even going to look at the bracket or bother filling it out. I'm picking Grayson because I feel like that it's not even close. That they're the best team in 7A, and I think everybody knows it. I think in 7A, realistically, everybody's playing for second place. Everybody's playing for a chance to go play at Turner Field.
Well, they got a lot of talent. And, I mean, what do you think about Colquitt?
They're a good football team.
They're going to be.
They can't beat Grayson.
You think they'll play them?
I mean, I haven't looked at the bracket to see where the where they would stack up, because again, I just don't see the point in looking at the bracket, because I know Grayson's going to beat everybody. But I will look at it, and then I'll text you later today.
There you go.
And let you know where Colquitt will meet Grayson and how badly Grayson will beat them.
Grayson's going to have to survive a game. I mean, I can, and I think that's true in any playoff scenario. I mean, in 2008, when we were 15-0 here. There was a couple games that we survived that we were way better than. You know, I think about Woodstock. That was either 8 or 9. I can't remember they run together, but they had us on the ropes late in the third quarter, and they're option football team, and then they throw it. We pick it off, run it, and that was the wrong thing for them to do.
Right.
But they're going to have to survive we're better than them. They can't compete with us, and if they can survive that. Yeah, they got a very good chance. You're right.
this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, who's not here, thank goodness, sitting in is Coach Brandon Derrick from Frederica and Coach Derek Chastain, who lives in Camden County. Nat's Landing, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water are bringing us this segment. Locals know where to go to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for, with a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. And as always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon. We're done with sponsors, so we can just go straight through it. So I was looking at the 6A bracket, and I had Coach Chastain look something up for me, and he did, and I wanted to know who the GHSA does not have their brackets completely filled out on their website yet, and so I was curious who Region 8 Team 1 would be. That would be Buford. Here's why that's important, because Buford, that would mean that Buford and Glen Academy would meet in the Elite Eight. Buford's a really good football team. So is Glenn. That's a really tough matchup for both teams.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Rock will have them ready. I can give you that. It'll be a good game. But it's going to be Buford. The University of Buford, by the way. Don't get that confused. they got just about anything you need up there.
For the Brunswick High fans, what you're going to have is you'll have Brunswick playing in the first round against Alcovy. They've got to go to Covington to play that football game, and then they will get the winner of Lee County and Tucker. I'll go Lee County.
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough to beat Lee.
Yeah,
I've got Lee winning 6A. Lee is my favorite to win 6A
again. That it's like Coach Chastain was saying earlier, they'll have to survive some games to get there, because Lee might not be as Lee-esque as they've been in the last few years.
And by the way, I've got Richmond Hill in the Final Four.
Again?
I do.
Okay.
I've got Richmond Hill in the Final Four, beating Alatoona in the Elite Eight.
Gotcha. They need to work on the wheel route out of the backfield.
Buford and Lee County is who I have in the 6A bracket playing for it. I feel like that's a pretty good pick.
That's
if you're a bet,
safe.
You're safe, yeah. He goes out on a lot of limbs there, doesn't he?
If you're a betting man, this is the show to listen to. I will make you a lot of money.
Yeah. Or if you go against it sometimes.
All these brackets I'm looking at are blank. I wanted to fill them out, and I haven't had a chance because this show's been going so fast. But, you know, I'll fill them out next week, and then I'll give you a full recap, including the first-round winners that I picked.
Oh. He's setting himself up for success here.
Yeah.
I see where he's going.
Well, let's just look at the local teams and their first round opponents. Let's pick them. I won't go out on a limb. You better watch out for Camden. I mean, I think they're gonna. Parkview's probably looking and thinking, oh, you know, they're down. They got some injuries. These kids are hungry. They're playing extremely hard. Lowndes is a good football team, and just a couple big plays.
Well, I felt like the game against Lowndes a couple weeks ago with Camden, the kids played their best game of the year in that football game. And, you know, I'm not one to typically criticize the refs, but, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. There were two really questionable pass interference calls, one, and both of them went against Camden. And then the play what I don't understand is, it's third and six. There's like 2 minutes to go, a minute and a half, something like that. Camden's down by a touchdown. They just scored. They had all the momentum. On second down for Lowndes, their starting quarterback, his helmet pops off. So they have to send in the backup for third and six. So there's a good chance Camden's probably going to stop them there and get the ball back, at least give themselves a chance to get the game tied. And then an official throws a flag for a personal foul taunting right before the down. We hadn't, you know, they hadn't even blown the ball into play when they threw the flag. And I just thought, you know, in that spot, that's not really where you should be throwing that flag in that particular situation. But they did. I've got MCA in the Final Four losing to Brooks. So, yeah, and I agree with you. I'm also going out on a limb with Camden County. I think they'll go up to Parkview and shock the state.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's really thinking that they're going to be – I don't think anybody really understands what's gone on with the Wildcats as far as all the injuries that they've had. And so they just kind of, oh, they're 5-5, right? But again, second toughest schedule in the state. They've been decimated by injuries. And I think the big thing is Jamie Felix and, his name just left me.
Hardy.
And Sean Hardy on the same, at the field at the same time.
So what you're saying, there's a human element to this game?
And I've got...
Instead of rankings and computer logarithms and all that stuff, in your power rankings?
Yeah, and as we're signing off, I've got the Knights playing for the championship in GISA. No. I really do.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.